Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Mishnah Zayin and Ches of the third parak of Maseches Chagiga, which is the last two Mishnahs of Maseches Chagiga, and indeed the last two Mishnahs of the entire Seder Moed. So the Mishnah Zayin reads as follows: Haposeach es chaviso v'amaschil bi'isaso al gav haregel. If you have a chaver who opens up a barrel of wine or begins selling a new batch of dough in Yerushalayim during Yom Tov, and some of it was touched by Amei Aretz. Remember, we learned in the last Mishnah that during the regalim, Amei Aretz have a status of a chaver, so they can't be metame. They're not going to be metame anything during the regal. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yigmar, Rabbi Yehuda says, even after Yom Tov is over, he can finish selling it becheskas that it's tahar. It's only any new batches that are going to be opened up that are touched by Amei Aretz after Yom Tov that are going to have a status of tumah. V'chachamim omrim lo yigmar, but the chachamim say no. As soon as Yom Tov is over, then you're not allowed to finish selling the leftover wine or dough to people who want tahar products, because Amei Aretz are only given the status of a chaver during Yom Tov. Once Yom Tov ends, even though they only touched it during Yom Tov, but once Yom Tov ends, whatever they had touched during Yom Tov remains tameh, so can't be sold to a chaver anymore. So once we know that an Amei Aretz's tumah is suspended only during Yom Tov and not afterwards, so the Mishnah tells us another halacha: Misha Avar Aregel. Once Yom Tov has passed and Amei Aretz is back to being tameh, Hayimavirin Al Taras Hazara, the Kohanim would take Kalim out of the Hazara and Tovel all of them, because they were all tameh, because those kelim were all touched by Amei Aretz, and as soon as Yom Tov is over, the special Tara status that we give Amei Aretz is gone. So the Mishnah says, and how soon would they do that? Avar regel b'yom shishi, if the Yom Tov ended on Thursday night, so Friday is the one day between Yom Tov and Shabbos, lo yavir marvir mene kvod Shabbos. The Kohanim wouldn't have to remove all the kelim on Friday because of kavod Shabbos. On Friday, the Kohanim would stay home and get ready for Shabbos. I mean, we have to be careful about the Kohanim's own kavod Shabbos, so they didn't have to tovel everything that day in such a short window. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo biyom chamishi, even if the Yom Tov ended on Wednesday night and they only have 2 days to prepare for Shabbos, we're not going to make them tovel all the kelim, sheina Kohanim panuyim, because Kohanim just didn't have time to do all that in such a short window. They were too busy preparing for Shabbos. Now we move on to Mishnah Ches. So the Mishnah is going to describe the process of bringing back the Tahara to the Azara after the Yom Tov is over. Ketzad Mavirin Al Taras Azara. What do they do to remove the Kelim after Yom Tov to be Mitar the Azara? Madbilin Es HaKelim Shoy B'Mikdash. They removed and toveled the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash that could become tameh, you know, except for the shulchan, which they couldn't remove easily. It stood in the heichal. Every Shabbos Kohanim would have to put the lechem apanim on there, so it had to be tamed. So they can't remove it because the lechem was always there. It always had to be tamed on the shulchan. So whatever kelim they had in the mikdash, they would remove. Omer lehem yizaru shlo tigu b'shulchan v'titamuhu, and they would always tell people, the Kohanim in charge of the Beis HaMikdash would say to the Kohanim who are Amei Aretz, when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, just don't touch the Shulchan, because we can't afford to make the Shulchan Tameh. The Mishnah explains which Kalim were used in the place of those that they had to take out now to be Matayr. So, Kala Kalim Shoy B'Mikdash Yesham Shini M'Shlishim. Secret is, they always had backups and backups to the backups for all the Kalim. Shem Nitma Rishonim Yavir Shinim Tachtayan. Just for such a circumstance that if the original kelim were to become tameh, they'd have backups that were tahar to be used in the meantime while they're being metar the originals. Now the Mishnah had said that after Yom Tov, the kelim from the Azara would become tameh, that are able to become tameh had to be toveled, they had to be brought to a mikvah. So the Mishnah discusses whether certain kelim are actually able to become tameh. Kol kelim shav mikdash tun and tevila. All kelim that were in the Beis HaMikdash during Yom Tov had to be toveled when Yom Tov is over, in order to be matar them, because Amei Aretz dealt with them. Chutz mi mizbeach hazav, mizbeach hanchoshes. Except from the mizbeach hazav and mizbeach hanchoshes, mipei shem kekarka. They can't become tamei because they're mechubel lekarka. They have a din of karka. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. V'cham marmnei shem mitzupin. V'cham say no. It's because they're plated with metal, so they can become tamei. So therefore, they have to be toveled just like any other kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning they don't have a din din of karka because they have a metal plating all around them, and the metal plating all around them gives them a din of a kli mateches, and the kli mateches does in fact require tevila. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if a chaver opens up a barrel of wine or starts a batch of dough during Yantif, and Amayaritz have touched it during Yom Tov, we have machlokas tanoim, whether we could still sell it becheskas tahara after Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and the Chum say no. Once Yom Tov is over, they would have to, the Mishnah tells us, they would have to empty out the azar of any kelim that might have been touched by an Amayaritz and bring them to the mikvah. However, if there was only one day in between Yom Tov and Shabbos, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if there are 2 days between Yom Tov and Shabbos, we wouldn't make them be metar the kelim right then and there. They could wait until after the weekend, so to speak, until after Shabbos. And then in Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah, we said, how would they be metar everything from the Azara? They would tovel whatever kelim they had in the Mikdash, and they would just always warn the Amei Aretz, just don't touch the Shulchan, because we can't afford to have to be tovel the Shulchan, because the Shulchan always has the Lechem HaPanim on it, tamid, in a constant state. And all the kelim that they had in the Mikdash had backups, and that's what they would use while they were busy with this Tahara process. Also, we said the only kelim that don't require Tevila, according to Rabbi Eliezer, are the Mizbech Zav, Mizbech and Choshes, because they have a din of Karka. But the Chum disagree, and the Chum say those kelim require Tevila also, because they don't have a din of Karka, because they're lined with metal. So that, Be'ez Hashem, brings us to the end of Seder Moed. Mazel Tov to everyone for finishing Seder Moed, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will move on with the beginning of Seder Nezikin. Or Nashim, rather. Sorry, Seder Nashim. We're starting with Seder Nashim tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.